taken me, human? Why have you tied my wrists? You have my wrists captive between my soft elven breasts. Release me, human brute. Release me at once. Help! Someone help! I suppose you've carried me too far into the forest for the guards to hear me. But they will find me. My mother's elven warriors are excellent trackers. They will find me, and they will save me, and they'll do unthinkable things to you to avenge my abduction, human beast. Or you can untie me right now and take me home. Home to my mother, the queen. That's a thing you could do. I can't believe this is happening to me. I remember you grabbing me and then leaping out my bedchamber window with me helpless in your arms. I never knew human males were so strong. I screamed and you threw me over the saddle. I must have fainted. That's never happened to me before. But then, I've never been abducted before. Are you going to untie me, human warrior? No. Why not? I'm an elven princess and delicate, and you're going to leave rope marks on my wrists. You're holding me for ransom. Ransom? To force my mother to release your rebel warriors from our treetop prison? That will never happen. My mother does not bow to human animals. You should release me before her warriors find us. Your rebellion is doomed anyway. You feral humans should just submit to elven guidance and wisdom. We're trying to help you. Everyone knows humans are too wild and savage to be allowed to govern themselves. Release me! What am I doing? I'm biting this rope around my wrist, of course. I look at it, Wolf. I have very good teeth. Well, you had to tie this knot so tight. Stay back. There's no need to loom over me. I'll stop biting the rope. At least until you fall asleep. I suppose that's only fair. You don't have to come so close, human warrior. See, I've stopped. See, I'm being a good captive. I don't suppose that you, that you have a blanket or something or a coat. It's chilly here, even by your fire, with the night forest cold, and you abducted me in my night dress, and it's half torn away from my chaste elven body, and, well, a princess really shouldn't be treated this way. You really don't have any idea how overwhelming and scary you are, human. See how my slender, pointed ears are twitching with fear and excitement? How my elven nipples are swelling? I was in my bed and you grabbed me and you're so big and sweaty and muscled like a bull. And I have to admit, your masculinity is completely over the top. Quite breathless. Your complete brute for tying up an elven princess and making her all flustered like this. I should probably have you killed. I am a virgin elven princess, captive by your fire. What are you going to do with me, human warrior? Feed me? You're cooking at the fire. That isn't too menacing, I suppose. Wait! You don't eat elves, do you? Well, how should I know, you beast? You're human. Who knows what you're capable of? And you have me here squirming and tied up in my torn nightdress with half my bosom on display and my thighs gleaming in the moonlight and the way you're looking at my soft flesh like you might eat me. How am I supposed to know? Oh. Well, what is it that you're making anyway? That thing you're roasting? It smells good, but it's not elven food, is it? Certainly not worthy of a princess. Oh, your muscled chest and arms just glow in the firelight. Oh, stop doing that with your muscles. It's unsettling and really quite distracting. You don't need to flex those powerful arms just to cook a good meal. Brute. But it smells really good. It's done? Oh. Wait. What are you doing? No! No! I'm tying me and hand me a plate, warrior. I'm not going to eat morsels from your fingertips like a pet. Let go of my hair. No! Is that it, then? You're going to force me to feed from your hand like a delicate animal? Well, it is good. My abductor is at least an acceptable cook. I thank the goddess for that. No, I'm not licking your fingers, human. It's really good. I'm really hungry, and it doesn't mean I like you. You're my captor. Was feeding me. Feeding me little morsels. On his strong male hands. Well, there. I've eaten, human warrior. I'm an elf girl. I don't need much. No, please, no more. No. Your fingertips linger on my lips. You're probably just trying to fatten me up so you can cook me later. You'll probably get your men back and trick the queen's guards and keep me and eat me. So I never make it back to my people and tell them how you tortured me and ravished me, how you had your brutish human way with their princess. Well, no, I know you haven't done any of that, but you might. and I am desperately frightened. I might faint. Then I'd be helpless. Completely helpless. My body lush and available and elven young. My elven breasts lifting and falling as I breathe. Oh, my thighs parted in my sleep. Like a banquet for your primal male appetite. I know what you humans are like. My mother warned me. I'm just relieved there's only one of you holding me captive and half naked in the wild night. I shudder to think what would happen to me if I fell into the rough hands of a pack of humans. I'm surprised you didn't defile me earlier after I swooned. You didn't, did you? Did you touch me, human male? Is that why my nightdress is disheveled? Not from the ride here across your saddle, but from your rough, invading hands plundering my body as I slept? Did you touch my breasts? My full, lush elven breasts? Or my thighs? Did you caress these creamy, virginal thighs? Oh, oh, what did you do to me, human male? Did you bend over me here in the dark forest night before you lit your fire? Oh, did you breathe your warm breath across my nipples to see them pucker and swell, to see if you could light a fire in me? Is that what you did while I slept? Did you trace your fingers gentle as evening kisses along my soft petals where this elven blossom flowers unplucked between my thighs? Did you touch me? Is that why I'm so wet? I didn't say that. Of course I'm not wet. You didn't hear that. Forget it. Sweat. I meant sweat. I'm perspiring with fear and panic and loathing. Lots of loathing. Powerful, masculine beast. You're frightfully close, human male. I've never been this close to a human before. And your smell, your masculine musk. Oh, you're like an animal. Your scent does things to me. This heat in me. Like something's melting and hot inside me. You should stay back. You should stay back. No, you're really not listening to me. What are you going to tell my mother you'll do to me if she doesn't give you what you want? I'm helpless at your fire, far from help. My dress torn away to bare one lush, full breast. My wrists tied. This cloth gag loose around my neck that you could thrust between my teeth in an instant to silence my cries for help. Or my cries of shock as you take me. Oh, you've abducted me. An innocent elven princess, virginal and beautiful as morning. And you fed me by hand like you might feed a sleek doe you've captured from the forest for a pet. You make me tremble. You're strong. You're so strong. Unhand me, you brute! Let go of my arms! How dare you! I'm an elven princess and you're a barbarian! Mm. and squeeze my breasts and caress my thighs. Oh, you light fire in me, mortal. Please don't. Don't ravish me. You're too much human. You're too much for my delicate elven body. I can feel you. Your hardness under your garments. So... Oh, human. You're so big. You would hurt me. You would break me with that hard human cock. Please. Please don't force yourself on me. Oh, goddess. Goddess. You forced my legs open. I'm open. You can see my elven flower glistening with my warm honey in the firelight. I'm spread wide open for a human male. You can't. What are you doing? Why are you lowering your face between my thighs? Why? Oh, no. Human, you can't. That warm tongue, those With me now, human warrior. You can feel your seed in me, hot and sticky, and your cock is still twitching inside me. I've been ravished by a human male. I could get pregnant. I'm crying because I'm feeling so much. This has never happened to me before. I almost swooned when I came. I never knew a human could do that to me. I could almost come just from the way you smell right now, pressing my body beneath yours. Maybe we should let your rebellion win. Just let you hulking brutes come and capture us. Always so tender with a helpless, tied up elf girl after you ravish her in the dark wood. Are you going to untie me now? You're not. Leave me tied up like this? You're going to ravish me again and again all night? You beast, you'll break me. I'm so full of your cock. elven princess, but you just made it with me like a wolf. Took me like I was your bitch in heat. You bred me. Human male. You're pulling out of me. Why? Clean your cock. I don't understand. I don't know how. Oh, just my hair. Let go of my... into my mouth. You taste wild. Oh, this powerful cock. This powerful, beautiful cock. What are you gonna do to me, human warrior? Are you really gonna ransom me to my mother? Or are you gonna keep me tied up, helpless, gagged so I can't cry out? Are you going to eat me and ravish me every night, taking what you want, no matter how I squirm or squeal, until I'm breathless and hot with sweat? And tight with orgasm around your cock. Until I'm leaking your cum down my legs until dawn. Are you going to fuck my mouth and rape my delicate elven flower whenever you please? Here in this dark forest under the wild stars. What are you going to do with me, human warrior? Yes, my captain. I will kill you.